Book of today's daf is daf lamed daled, daf 34. We left off at the top of the page on 34a, about six lines from the top of the page. First word on the line, Tanu Rabbanan. We're going to jump right in. Tanu Rabbanan, the braita begins. Shor shavim matayim, shenagat shor shavim matayim. If you have an ox that's worth 200 zuz, who gores another ox worth 200 zuz, v'chaval bo 50 zuz, and he damaged 50 zuz worth of the other ox. And that other ox then appreciated in value, and he became worth 400 zuz. Still, the damager has to pay. If the first ox hadn't damaged the second ox, maybe the second ox probably would have became appreciated in value to 800 zuz. But because he damaged him, he only went to 400. So noten kishat hanezek, he pays the damage that was done at the time of the damage. Kachash, if the second animal depreciated, kishat hamada bedin, we wait for him to go to the Beit Din, and the Beit Din assesses the value of how much they think he has to pay. Shavach mazik, if the damager, the ox, becomes appreciated in value, noten lo kishat hanezek, he pays the damage of the time that the damage happened. Kachash, and if he depreciated in value, kishat hamada bedin, we would evaluate at the time of the Beit Din, in the Beit Din, they would assess how much he has to pay. Amar Mor, Shavach Mazik Noten Kishat HaNezek. We said that if the damager's ox appreciated value, he gives payment by the at the time of the damage of what the damage was. Money. So the Gemara says, who's the author? Rabbi Shmuel. It sounds like it's following Rabbi Shmuel. The Amar Baal Chov Hu Vezuzeh Hu DeMasiklei. Sounds like it's Rabbi Shmuel who holds that it's a debt that you're owed to the person, and it's just money that you're owing him. So the Gemara says, "Ema Seifa, go to the latter part of the Braita." It says, "Kachash kishat hamada bedin." If he depreciated, the owner pays at the time of the assessment in the Beit Din. So Atan Rabbi Akiva, this sounds like Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Damar shutafei ninu, that sounds like they are partners. So hold on, the Gemara asks, "Reisha Rabbi Shmuel, v'seifa Rabbi Akiva." The beginning of the Braita is Rabbi Shmuel, the end of the Braita is Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, "No, that's not the case. Kula Rabbi Akiva, it's all following Rabbi Akiva." What are we dealing with here? Kesha pitemo, we're talking about the mazik fattened his animal, and that's what we're referring to over here, right? Rashi over here says, so therefore, the damaged one does not take in the appreciated value. If we're talking about a case of where the animal was fattened, in Maresha, go to the beginning of the Braita. Shavach ve'amad al arba me'od zuz. If he appreciated and he became worth, the damaged one became worth 400 zuz, noten lo kishat hanezek. He pays at the time of the damage. So the Gemara says, if it's talking about a case that the mazik, that the nizak fattened his animal, do you even need to say this? Obviously, he pays for what the damage was at the time of the damage. So why does he need to mention it? So Amar Papa, Resha Mashkachala Bein De Patma Papatume Bein De Shvacha Mimela. In the beginning of the Braita, it's saying even if he appreciated in value, whether it was through fattening of the animal or whether it was just happening to appreciate. And it needed to teach us the hechad dishvacha mimela noten lo kishat hanezek. And it needed to teach us that in a case where it just became appreciated on its own, you pay at the time of the damage what the damage was. But the seva, but the latter part of the braita, lo mashkach ela ela kishepitamo, you only find the case that the mazik, the damager, fattened his animal, and therefore the nizak, the damaged one, would lose out and not receive that extra appreciation. Kachash kishat hamada bedin. We said if he depreciates it, you value assess the value in the Beit Din. So kachash mechamat mai. Why is he depreciating value? Ilemet kachasha mechamat melacha. If it's because of work, leimala, you could just tell him at mechashat ve'anna yahivna. What? You're the one that depreciated it and caused it to get weaker from your work that you put on it, and I have to pay you for it. So Amar Ravashi, the kachash mechamat makah. No, it got weaker because of the hit that the ox gave to him, the gore that the ox gave to him. The Amarle, that he says to him, the damaged one considered the mazik, karnabit de torach kevir abe. The horns of your ox are buried in my ox. They caused major damage. Okay, new Mishnah. Mishnah says, shor shaveh matayim, shenagach shor shaveh matayim. If an ox worth 200, gores another ox worth 200, ve'en ha-nevela yafek kalum, and the nevela is not worth anything, the Amar Rabbi Meir says, over here, Rabbi Meir says that they sell the live ox and they split the money. Amayla Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, v'chen halacha, that's also the halacha. Kiyamta umachru et ashor achai v'chatzun kasmo, you fulfilled the first pasuk. V'lo kiyamta v'gam hamed echatzun, v'gam et hamed echatzun. You didn't fulfill the latter part of the pasuk, which says we also divide the dead carcass. So the Gemara says, v'eze, and how do you do that? Ze shor shaveh matayim, shenagach shor shaveh matayim. If an ox worth 200, gores another ox worth 200, v'nevela yafa 50 zuz, and the carcass is still worth 50 zuz, shezen notel chatzi achai v'chatzi amet, v'zen notel chatzi achai v'chatzi amet. Each one should take half of the dead body and half of the live animal. And therefore, that's how Rabbi Yehuda would hold. So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan Rebbe Braita, shor shaveh matayim, shenagach shor shaveh matayim. An ox worth 200 gores another ox worth 200. Va'nevela yafa 50 zuz, and the carcass is worth 50 zuz. Zeh notel chatzi achai v'chatzi hamet. This one takes half of the living animal and half of the dead animal. V'zeh notel chatzi achai v'chatzi hamet. And this one takes half of the living and half of the dead. V'zeh shor ha'amor b'Torah. And this is the ox that's referred to in the Torah. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, "Ein ze shor ha'amur b'Torah." That's not the ox written in the Torah. And the shor shaveh matayim shenagach l'shor shaveh matayim. If the it's talking about a case of the ox goring ox worth 200 goring another ox worth 200, ve'en ha'nevela yafa kilum, and the carcass is not worth anything. Al zeh ne'emar. This is what the pasuk meant when it said, "Umachru et ashor achai v'chatzut kaspo," that you sell the live animal and you split the money. Ela shemani mekayem megamet damei chatzun. What do I do with the pasuk that we also divide the dead carcass? So he says, "Pchat shepichatom mita machatzin b'chai." The depreciation that the death caused, we split it by the live animal. Meaning to say, the way Rashi explains it, "Shaminet anevela kama pechutin damei achsham isha shayachai." How much did it depreciate this animal from the time it was alive to the time that it is now dead? Venoten lo mazik chatzi apichat, and the damager pays half of that depreciation. That's what it would mean in such a case. Vegamet amedi chatzon. Okay, the Gemara then says, "Michti, let's see. Bein Rabbi Meir, bein Rabbi Yehuda, hay 125 shakil. Whether you go like Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yehuda, in this case, you would take. He would be taking 125 zuz." So, and according to him, you would also be taking 125 zuz. So, meaning no matter who you go like, you're taking 125. Rashi goes through the numbers, just to read the Rashi. If the carcass is worth 50, you take 50 of the carcass, and 75 from the living animal. That's half of the damage that was depreciated. And it's considered 125 zuz. According to Rabbi Meir, each one takes half of each. So therefore, if the dead animal is worth 50 and the live animal is worth 200, if they split that in half, it's worth 125 each. So that's how they would each have to 125. So what's the difference between these two opinions? So the Gemara says, "My Benayu, what's the difference between them?" Amar Rava, "Pchad nevela yika Benayu." The depreciation of a dead carcass is the difference. Rabbi Meir savar, "Pchad nevela de nizak kaveh." Rabbi Meir says that the depreciation of the carcass is on the and nizak is on the damaged one. Rabbi Yehuda savar, "Pchad nevela de mazik kaveh palga." No, the depreciation of the carcass is half on the damager as well. That's the machloket. Amar Le Abaye, Abaye says, "Imken, if that's the case, masino the Rabbi Yehuda." You find the case of Rabbi Yehuda flipping the amud. Tam chamor mi muad. Find the case that a calm animal would be stricter than a mu'ad animal. How could that possibly be, though? We know that a mu'ad is stricter than a tam. So the Gemara says, "V'chi tema achinami." Maybe you can say, "No, it's really true." Kiddinan, as the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, "Tam chayav mu'ad patur." The tam animal will be liable and the mu'ad would be exempt. What is this talking about? If someone was guarding someone's animal, let's say a tam animal and a mu'ad animal, and they went out and damaged, so the tam, if the guy wasn't guarding so well, I guess, the tam he's responsible for is liable, whereas the mu'ad is dangerous anyway, so he's exempt in such a case. So you see that a tam is more chamor than a mu'ad. The Gemara says, "Emar dishmad le Rabbi Yehuda l'inyan shmirah." No, Rabbi Yehuda was only saying regarding guarding the animal. Dichtiv krae, that there are psukim written by it. Le'inyan tashlumin mi shmad le, but by tashlumin, by paying, did you hear Rabbi Yehuda say such an opinion that a tam is stricter than a mu'ad? V'atani, we have a braita. Rabbi Yehuda omer, yachol shor shaveh maneh, shenagach shor shaveh maneh. If you have chamesh shnayim, if you have an ox worth one maneh, who gores another ox worth five slaim, which is 20 zuz. Va'nevela yafas sela, and the carcass is only left worth one sela, four zuz at the end. Zenotel chatzi achay v'chatzi amen, v'zenotel chatzi achay v'chatzi amen. Each one splits it in half and takes half of each of them. So Amar, you would say, "V'chi muad lama yotze? Why does the muad come out from this halacha? La'achmir alav la'akel alav? Is it to be strict on the muad or to be lenient on the muad? Rav Yomer la'achmir alav? It's coming to be strict on the muad. Umam muad eino mishalem ela ma'sheizik. If the muad is only paying what was damaged, tam akal lo kol shekhen, a tam that is more lenient, is it not all the more so? So you see, the Rabbi Yehuda calls tam lenient. It's more lenient than a muad. Ela Amar Rabbi Yochanan, shevach nevela yikbeinah. The difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir would be the appreciation of the dead carcass. The more savar, the nizak have. Rabbi Meir holds it belongs to the damaged one. The more savar, palga, the mazik, palge. Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, you split it between the mazik and the nizak. V'hainu de kakash elei Rabbi Yehuda. This was the difficulty for Rabbi Yehuda. Hashta de Amar chas rachma ilave de mazik. Now that you say the Torah is lenient and has mercy on the damager, the shakil vishvacha, that he also takes half of the, he takes a portion of the appreciation after the dead carcass is dead. Echol shor shave chamesh laim. If you have an ox worth five slaim, shenagach shor shave maneh, who gores an ox worth one maneh, 100 zuz. So it's 20 zuz ox worth goring 100 zuz ox. V'anevela yafa chamishim zuz. And the dead carcass now is worth 50 zuz. Would each one of them now take half of each, and therefore what you're left with is 70 total, 20 from the first and now 50 from the last, making 70, 35 each would be split, and therefore the one that's damaging would actually get higher than what he had before by killing, by his ox killing another animal. Is that possible? Amart, hechem matzino mazik niskar, shezen niskar. How can you find a case of a damager that actually benefits by damaging? Here you see this case. Ve'omerin, it says in the pasuk, shalem yeshalem, ba'alim yeshalmin ve'en ba'alim nanim. The owners of these damagers, damaging animals, they have to pay. They don't receive, so they don't get the better end of the stick. So how could that be possible? So the Gemara says, my ve'omer, why did it need to say this extra pasuk? So the Gemara says, "V'chitei mahani mila hechad de'ikap seida la'nizak." Maybe we don't split the mazik and the nizak. That's only whenever there is no, whenever there's a loss to the damaged one, that he's going to lose out. Aval hechad de'leikap seida la'nizak. But whenever there is no loss to the damaged one, kegon shor shaveh chamish laim, like an ox worth 20 zuz. Shenagach shor shaveh chamish laim, gored another ox worth 20 zuz. Ve'anivela yafas 30 zuz. And then the dead ox appreciated, the carcass appreciated the 30 zuz, and therefore shakil nami mazik bishvacham. Maybe the damager would also, you would split it in half, and each one would take 25, because that's what, if you add up 30 and 20, you get 25 each, getting you to 25 each, and therefore it would be even more than what he started with, even though he damaged, because he appreciated the value of the carcass. So maybe we would say that even in such a case where it's not taking away from the damaged one, that really you would give the damager extra money, give him the 25 here. Ve'omer, that's why the pasuk says, shalem yishalem, ba'alim yishalmin, ve'in ba'alim nondlin. No, the damaged ones, the owners only pay, they don't actually receive, they don't get the better end of the stick. Amar le Ravacha bar Techadifa le Rava, he says, imken, matzino le Rabbi Yehuda, tam yishalem yoter mechatzin nezik. If that's the case, you find that a calm animal pays, the owner pays more than half a damage. And we said that a calm animal, you only pay half a damage. And the pasuk says, "Umachru et ashor hachai v'chatzu et kaspo." You sell the live animal and you split it in half. So, how do you find that he pays more than half? So, look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Shor shave chamishim shenagach l'shor shave arba'im." 50 ox gores a 40 ox, and the carcass is only worth 20. Vavei nezik asrim, and the damage was 20. Upalgan nizka asera, half of the damage is 10. But if you divide, like Rabbi Yehuda says, half of the live and half of the dead animal, what are you left with? Half of the live is 50. Half of the dead animal is, the live animal is worth 50. The dead animal is worth 20. If you add those up, 70 divided by 2 is 35. That would be 35, which is, therefore, 35 is much more than the 10 damage that would have been paid for a tam. Half the damage that would have been paid for a calm animal. That's not the case over here. You're saying he's paying 35 according to the Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, how would you explain this? Eat later, Rabbi Yehuda, pchat shepichata mita mechatzin b'chai. So Rabbi Yehuda holds of the opinion of depreciation that happened as a cause of death. You split it by the live animal. So the Gemara says, Minale, how do we know that he holds up such a case? Right? Rashi explains, Hilkachbahu nami mikran nafkale de lo shakila nachatzi nezek. From here also you would learn that the damaged one, if it's a calm animal, he would only pay half a damage. That's how you learn it here. Minale, where does he learn it from? Vegam et hamed yechetzun. Also the dead animal we split in half. The Gemara says, Veha akir viuda zen notel chatzichai vechatziamet vezen notel chatzichai vechatziamet. Hold on, Rabbi Yehuda already used this pasuk to teach us that each person, the mazik and the nizak, split the live animal and the dead animal. He's not saying you pay half the damage. So the Gemara says, imken, if that was the case, nichtov kra ve'etamet, it would have just said ve'etamet. Why did it add the word vegam? My vegam, and also shma minatarte. We can learn two things: that they both split the live animal and the dead animal, and the tam, if it's a tam animal that was damaged, that caused damage rather, you would have to pay, the owner would have to pay only half a damage. Okay, we'll stop there for today and we'll do a 1-minute recap.